Each year on January 25th, Scottish people all around the world gather to honor their much-loved poet from the 18th century, Robert Burns. They celebrate what they call a Burns Night Supper. A while back, we invited Scottish folk singer Jim Malcolm to join us on Travel with Rick Steves. He was traveling between concert gigs, and our studio near Seattle was just on the way. Jim Malcolm specializes in turning many of Burns' lyrics into music and joins us now to help all of us enjoy what Robbie Burns means to the Scots. Jim, welcome back to Travel with Rick Steves.
Oh, it's great to be back in the Pacific Northwest.
Nice to have you here, and must be fun to share the passion for Robbie Burns to a lot of Scottish Americans and honorary Scottish Americans.
You know, it's very flattering, actually, just how loved this guy who lived in Scotland all these years ago is.
What is it about Robert Burns? I mean, there's a lot of great poets you got, you know, in Scotland and beyond, but Robbie Burns, it just makes anybody who loves Scotland stand up and put their hand in their heart.
I remember when I was studying philosophy when I was a student, he talks about modern philosophy being footnotes to Plato, and that Plato sort of like just coined everything and the rest was just froth. Well, with Scottish culture, it's like, Robert Burns is like, you know, it's like Scottish culture is footnotes to Burns. He codified, you know, he kind of...
And this was after the terrible defeat of the Scottish rebels against the English, right? And this was when Scotland was being downtrodden by the English Empire, but he brought Scottish pride and recognition and romanticized it even.
He was one of the quite a number of people, musicians and writers and thinkers and academics who were worried that the Scottish culture was being eroded.
Right.
And one of the ways that he thought that he could preserve a lot of the beautiful melodies was to enshrine them in songs.
There is a connection with music and poetry and Scottish nationalism all in Robbie Burns.
I mean, he wrote some cracking songs about this whole war really between England and Scotland that had happened hundreds of years before,
right.
You know, Robert the Bruce.
So he wrote the music and the lyrics?
No, he was more a lyricist, you know,
okay.
he would start off with a good tune.
What's a good example? Can you give us an example of some way where music and Burns poetry all comes together well?
Yeah, he was in a pub in Edinburgh or somewhere, and he heard an old man playing this beautiful slow air on the fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought the man looked so frail, you know, that he needed to get this tune from him and write a song around it and preserve it. And that's Auld Lang Syne. And this is actually the original melody, because the melody that is now sung is different.
Huh.
It's more kind of straight. It's more, should all the acquaintance be forgot a happy new year. but this is the original melody. Should all the acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. Should all the acquaintance be forgot for all Lang Syne, for old Lang Syne, my Joe, for old Lang Syne, we'll tack a cup of kindness yet, for old Lang Syne.
This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're joined by Jim Malcolm, who's a Scottish troubadour, and we're talking about the impact today of the poetry and the spirit of Robert Burns and the music related to that. Jim, that was beautiful. Now, did I understand that was an air, a violin solo Burns himself would have heard in a pub?
Yep. That's how he worked.
And people, he loved the melody, and he thought, I need to enshrine this in Scottish culture somehow.
And so once he became renowned for doing this, people would send him melodies.
Tunes.
You know? Yeah.
So the tune would survive if it had great lyrics to it, or it would be a way to immortalize it.
That's kind of the way that it has worked.
That is the way it works,
isn't it? That's the way it works,
yeah.
You know, the tunes and words kind of find each other. Sometimes it's the other way around. Sometimes it starts with a poem and the words, the tune jumps on top of it, you know?
You know, if you feel this when you're in Scotland, this passion, this... I just love traveling in so many ways because you meet people who really, they know every little peak on the horizon. They know the history of everything they're drinking. They know their national poets. They tie it into their music. What is it about Robert Burns' poetry that really endears him to a Scottish person?
Just the immediacy of his writing, you know, he just gets to the, when he wants to talk about love, he goes straight for the jugular. If he wants to have fun, he could write anything. He could, you know, if Robert Burns had been alive today, he'd have been straight to Hollywood making musicals.
And, right,
you know,
right.
He would have been absolutely.
So this
just
was kind of pop culture in its day.
But he was brilliant. You know, he was.
Can you? Is there something? You're a songwriter. Is there something you've written that was inspired by some piece of poetry that you loved from Robert Burns that works together?
I have actually written a tune to a very long poem that he wrote called Tam O'Shanter, and I just was so inspired by his poem that I decided to put a tune to the whole thing and you know.
Could you share a little bit of that?
Yeah, I could do a little bit of it. It goes on and on. I mean,
just do a little bit, but also translate, because I have a very tough time with the Scottish.
Well, you know, this is, gosh, not, it wouldn't be that, it would take as long to translate it as.
What's the gist of what we're going to
be hearing? The gist of it is this guy called Tam O'Shanter, who's a drunk, and he's at the pub, and he is so drunk that when he goes home on this terrible, terrible stormy night, he comes across an old haunted church with witches and warlocks dancing and the devil, you know, playing the bagpipes and stuff. And he gets completely carried away with this one beautiful witch to the point that he actually shouts out through the window, "Weel done, Cutty Sark," which means "well done, short skirt." And
Cutty Sark is short skirt.
Well, it's a sark is actually more like a vest, but okay. we wear our vests under our shirts. It's kind of undershirt. Anyway, it's one of these things that, different from you guys.
So, when you described that, I could see if I was a poet stepping into some of these almost haunted churches in Scotland and be inspired to write that. I was just in one in Inverness.
Yeah.
Jim Malcolm, let's hear a little bit of Robert Burns and Scottish folk music.
When Chapman bellies leave the street and their fain neighbours meet, when market days are waiting late and folk begin to tack the gate, as we sit boozing at the nappy and getting food and unca happy, we think now on the long Scots miles, the mosses or water slaps and stiles that lie between us and our hame, where sits our sulking sullen dame, gathering her brows like a gathering storm, and nursing her wrath to keep it warm. This truth and honest Tam O'Shanter, as he free airy nighted canter, all their wonder tune surpasses for honest men and bonny lasses. O Tam, hast thou but been sae wise and told thy ain wife Kate's advice? She told thee well a Worcester skellum, a blithering, blustering, drunken blellum, that frae November till October, I market day now was na sober, ilka milder wi' the miller, thou sat as long as thou had silla, every nag was ca'd a shoe on, smitten begot, a roaring a foo on, at Lord's house, even on a Sunday, thou drank wi' Kirk and Jean till Monday. She prophesied that later soon thou would be found deep drowned in doon, or catched by the mark of Allawa's old haunted kirk. Oh, gentle dames, it gars me greet, think how many counsels sweet, how many length and sage advices the husband frae the wife despises. And it just goes on and on to describe his journey to the...
Well, it's the poems can go on and on in the music, and it's I can see it in a pub, getting everybody together. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're listening to Jim Malcolm singing Scottish folk music, specifically inspired by the great Scottish poet Robert Burns. To hear more of Jim's music, you can go to his website at jimmalcolm.com. Jim, when I was listening to you, even though I didn't understand the old Scottish, it reminded me what a passion Scottish people have for lyrics and words. I mean, great poets, great writers, great passion for communicating with the word. You're a songwriter. Well, what is it about Scotland and the word?
Well, my wife is probably the most pedantic person you will ever meet. I have to pronounce all my words properly.
Yeah. Pronounce them properly in Scottish.
Yeah, you know, I remember I was getting exasperated with her once, and I said, you know, you really are the high priest of pedantry. And she said, priestess.
That's right. That's bingo.
So, well, people get very passionate about the language.
And when you think about it, I can't think of many countries that have a national holiday for the birthday of their favorite poet. I mean, what, January 25th is Robert Burns
Day. That's right.
Day.
Robert Burns Night.
What happens on Robert Burns Night in Scotland every January 25th?
Well, it doesn't just happen in Scotland. It happens all over the world.
Right.
And I was actually performing at a Burns dinner in Chico, California, last Burns Night. And it's just all the good stuff. People wear their kilts. People play bagpipes. People drink lots of whiskey. They eat haggis. They recite his poems. They dance. They sing. They tell jokes.
Now, you've produced a DVD, which is called Bard Hair Day.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. And you dress up like Robbie Burns and role.
This was something that I actually did for the 250th anniversary of his birth. I dressed up as Robert Burns. Actually, when I did dress up as Robert Burns, I was a bit shocked at the attention I got. It turned me into a complete babe magnet. And my wife just, she's not too keen on
it. You know, I'm looking at the cover right now. It's not a, after a couple of whiskeys, I think you do have a little resemblance to Robbie Burns. But I was just in the National Gallery, the Portrait Gallery in Edinburgh.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
and there are beautiful portraits of Robbie Burns. And he must have been a babe magnet back in the 18th century.
Goodness. No, I mean, just by the number of children he had.
And he was always roaming around on the road. I was just in a little hotel in Kenmore, and there was a poem written by him on the chimney in his hand, they say.
Yeah, and it's not a very good one, actually. It's funny.
You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, because
read it thinking, I appreciate this better.
You could imagine the people saying, right, Robbie, here's the wall, write a poem. He's going, with a hangover, he's going, oh, God, your rivers are bonny and your trees are bonny too.
one of the other hits of Robert Burns. We're speaking with Jim Malcolm. We're celebrating Robbie Burns and traditional Scottish folk music. Tell us about what's called Burns Country. How can we splice in a little bit of Robbie Burns into our trip?
Well, Burns Country really extends from Alloway, where he was born, and you can visit his cottage, and there's a museum there.
And that's on the west coast of Scotland,
just
across from Ireland.
Yes, it's also close across from the Isle of Arran, which is a lovely island. Mm-hmm. And also Ailsa Craig, which is where all the curling stones in the world come from.
Oh, okay.
From this island, they have this phenomenal granite.
So the island of Arran. Arran mean island in Celtic?
Yeah, there's an Arran Isles in Ireland as well.
Yeah, and it's kind of like Island, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes. Well, it's like the Valley of Strathmore. You know, Strath means valley.
Avon means river.
Yes.
So you go Avon River, the river, the valley, and the island.
Yeah, they like to. They like
near
to get
Celtic.
It's like, you know, couscous, so good we named it twice, you know. Yeah, and Burns Country extends really down to Dunfries, which is closer to the English border, and that's where he died. And he lived in three different locations in and around Dunfries. So these are the two real hotspots.
So if I'm just traveling on Scotland and I happen to be there on a day when people are thinking about Robbie Burns, can we just close with a song, Jim Malcolm? You're so good with Robert Burns and the music. Troubadour of the Year, Scots Singer of the Year. What would you like to hear if you had me as a visitor in a pub in your hometown?
I'll sing a wee song that Robert Burns wrote about himself.
Oh, great.
Which sounds a bit egotistical. You know, that's enough of me talking of me. What do you think of me? So it's called Rantin' Rovin' Robin. And he basically tells the story of his entry into the world, you know, and what people thought of him and stuff. So I'll sing it for you. The There was a lad was born in Kyle, but what in the day or what in the style? I doubt it hardly worth the while to be say nice wee Robin. Robin was a roving boy, rantin' roving, rantin' roving. Robin was a roving boy, rantin' roving. Robin, the monarch's sign most year betain was 25 days begun. 'Twas in a blast o' January wind blew hensel on Robin. Robin was a roving boy, rantin' roving, rantin' roving. Robin was a roving boy, rantin' roving. Robin, he'll hae misfortunes great or small, but I a hair to a boon the ma. He'll be a credit to a huzzah, we'll all be proud o' Robin. Robin was a roving boy, rantin' roving, rantin' roving. Robin was a roving boy, a rantin' roving. Robin.
Beautiful. To hear more of Jim Malcolm's beautiful Scottish music, go to his website, jimmalcolm.com. Jim, thanks so much. And it just reminds me, when you're in Scotland, don't think of it as a bunch of museums and castles and palaces. You got to save time and energy for the social scene, the musical scene, the cultural scene after dark in the pubs with the traditional music.
After dark. That's why it's called Burns Night.
Burns Night. That's right. Whoa. Robbie Burns, appreciating Scottish trad. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Cheers.
You will find on the road from the castle down to Holyrood a funny little stone set in the cobbles of St. Giles. If you stand for a while, you will surely see a local passing by and spitting at it in a practice style. If he's wearing maroon, he is showing his allegiance to the heart of Midlothian, a loyal, proddy man. If he's wearing the green, he is spitting disobedience as a duty-bound supporter of a Fernian. I can tell you that the flowers of Edinburgh aren't on the floral cock in Prince's Street. They're the quirky little things that old Ricky often brings to remind you of the history beneath your feet. I can tell you that the flowers of Edinburgh aren't just the girls at university. They're the quirky little things that old Ricky often brings to remind you of the history beneath your tay.
Jim and his wife and duet partner, Susie Malcolm, have released a number of CDs of traditional Scottish ballads and modern songs they've written. Their most recent collection is called Old Tune Shuffle. They plan to hold their annual concert tour of the Western U.S. starting February 7th in Prescott, Arizona. Their tour dates for house concerts and music hall venues take them to New Mexico and from Tucson to San Diego and Santa Monica, up the coast to SoCal, Berkeley, Chico, and Olympia. They'll conclude with a performance in Bellingham, Washington on March 2nd. Details are at jimmalcolm.com. They're also working on plans for touring the eastern and southeastern United States in the early fall.
Travel with Rick Steves is produced by Tim Tatton with Casmara Hall and Donna Bardsley at Rick Steves Europe in Edmonds, Washington. Andrew Wakeling and Sherry Court upload the shows to our website. Sheila Gerzoff handles affiliate promotions. Our theme music is by Jerry Frank. Take a look at Rick's list for what to pack in your suitcase and share tips with fellow travelers. It's part of our online travel forum. It's at ricksteves.com. We'll see you next week with more Travel with Rick Steves.